Simon & Schuster Audio presents Solo, How to Work Alone and Not Lose Your Mind. Written and read by Rebecca Seal.
Preface. I'm writing these words in the middle of the coronavirus crisis. It's too early to say what it will do to the world in the long run, but there is one thing I am sure of. It will change how we work. It is now inconceivable to argue that remote or flexible work is impossible when people have been doing it, against all odds, for months. Millions, if not billions, of people have had their first taste of working alone. Some will have fallen in love with it. Others will have struggled. Many will have done both. Still others will have lost their employment and started something new, by themselves. I started this project years before most of us even knew what a coronavirus was. But my hope, now, staring this crisis in the face, is that it will be more useful than I could ever have imagined. Because this book was always meant to be for anyone who works alone, whether for a few hours a day in the corner of a bedroom, once a week at a rented desk in a shared office, in a workshop, studio, van or garden, or all day, every day and everywhere, with a laptop and a phone. It's not about whether to become a limited company, how to set up a website or when to pay your taxes. Instead, I want to help you cope with the demands of solitary work, using the best and most recent ideas in psychology, economics, business and the social sciences, to create a new and resilient way of thinking about and coping with working alone. I want to help soloists work and live well. Introduction. Working for yourself is wonderful. Going solo is one of the best decisions I ever made. Working for yourself gives you the opportunity to do whatever it is you've always dreamed of doing and the chance to choose how, when, and where you work. Working for yourself means having no boss to stifle your big ideas. Working for yourself is creative, self-directed, and potentially more meaningful than working in the same old company with the same old team in the same way every day. Working for yourself is also terrifying. Working for yourself requires dredging your soul to find wells of self-reliance, bravado, optimism, hope, patience, and grit. Working for yourself is tedious and monotonous, tiring and nerve-wracking. Working for yourself means always working, always being on, always checking your emails. Working for yourself means having...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?